Blog Talk Radio.
You know, the little girl was in school in Paris, and somebody wrote F-U-C-K on the board. And she looked at the teacher and said, Mademoiselle, says, what is the pronunciation of F-U-C-K? Teacher said, that's fuck. She said, fuck? She said, no country fuck. There's no word like that in the French language. So the teacher says, you don't know what fuck means, honey, says, that means to serve. She said, merci, madame. 2 weeks later, she come to New York. They gave a coming out party for her. They invited three of the honorest cats down to that party. They was coming down and seeing one cat said, I'm going to that party and pitch a bitch tonight. The other guy said, look, you're going to some fine people's home now. You cut out that nasty talk. They go to the party, and everything is going on fine. All at once, the landlady says, are you enjoying yourself? And the bad talking guy wouldn't say nothing, just shook his head. She looked at him and said, are you enjoying yourself? He said, yes. So the woman said, well, dear, says, Marisa, it's time to go and serve the chicken. She said, merci, madame. And she started in the kitchen and stumbled over this bad talking fella's foot. She said, pardon me, sir, while I go into the kitchen and fuck the chicken. He looked around at his buddy and said, shit, if this gonna be that kind of party, I'm gonna stick my dick in the mashed potato.
And away we go!
Good morning, Mr. Phelps.
Nothing
like it. You heard wrong.
You need to relax and get away from it all.
My name is Osei Mana.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
No, 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 come out.
I love to sing out. I love to sing out.
Giddy up.
I beg you to forgive me for a newer variation of a melody I used about the Trump administration, but as Trump is growing apier and delusional behavior, it's a puzzlement to watch how many stick with him as savior. Now these are not Republicans that I am criticizing, but disciples of a liar who they should be demonizing. You see him at the rallies, how they worship and they flatter. He could shoot a man in front of him and still it wouldn't matter. No, it really 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 wouldn't matter. Matter, 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 matter.
Coast to coast, this is the Possum Hour theme.
fine rendition, indeed. Thank you to Ford Prefect for that gem. Welcome to Friday Night Possum, right here on Earth, as it was in heaven. You're listening to Grenache Network, home and finest in radio entertainment, where you'll find such disgraceful programming as Possum Hour, Monday nights, and just disgraceful clobbering time during the week, and then motherfucking Friday night. Awesome. And on that, Newt, to self, and to all of you.
You possum puss, get that punch out there, or you'll get one from me. Go on.
It's fuck you, Gumby.
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor RJ.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. All right.
All right.
Good show so far now. Digging the tunes.
You like that, eh?
Yeah.
You like that, eh? I saw something about a dildo here on the thing. Oh, here it is. Well, check this out.
Then this woman came in and said to the druggist, can I try one of those?
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
I forgot what that was. All right.
I tried to find
that. Whoever.
I couldn't find that.
The Muppet Show guys?
No.
The Muppet Show guys?
George Burns.
Oh, I don't know where the fuck that came from, man. You know, it was one of them things that just landed in the boat overnight.
Well, the Muppet Show, man, that guy does some terrific covers. I've been posting practically every one of his stuff with it since I started the Elvis.
Sweet. Sweet. Good
stuff.
Oh,
he's a great cover.
You just missed it. There's Ford Prefect.
Ah, Ford Prefect
just played
here.
Your great Muppet tune, sir.
Yes.
He sent the other day. Did. Oh, I had some things I wanted to talk about. It's really quick. Well, I don't know how quick. I call it anti-media. Anti-media.
Okay.
I'm talking to Bogey this morning. He says, I told him, I tell him, like, what my cartoons I'm drawing. I said, well,
yeah.
The one about the Supreme Court jerk off. And he goes,
yeah.
Oh, you know, what's her head? He didn't say what's her head. I'm sure he said cunt, something like that. He said the gal that testified against him, because that's just the way it
uh-huh.
is, got greeted with a subpoena when she got home to California for perjuring herself in front of Congress. I said,
yeah.
No, she didn't. Yeah, oh, yeah, she did, dude. No, I've seen something about that, man. I'm telling you. So I boil it down. I finally nail him. He heard it, overheard it at the store. This must have been the general store or some shit. So I'm sitting in front of the computer. I Google the thing. And, of course, you know, she wasn't subpoenaed. It's a fucking fake story by that Yanni Jackoffovich, the gay Nazi. You know that you know what I'm talking about? The gay Nazi?
Yeah.
Yanni Yakov or something. I don't know. And he just made it up. He just said it on dangerous.com or some bullshit fake news. That's the fake news. But, I mean, that's how that shit gets out there, man.
Yeah. How easily people get manipulated by it. They get hooked on it. They believe it.
It's
we live in a fucked up world.
It's like a bad game of telephone we're playing here in this country. Get back
and
to the days
way,
where
that was my favorite. That was my favorite cartoon so far. The Cavanaugh.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that one just,
you know,
came. That was like boom.
You know, your sister's posting them on Instagram.
Oh, yeah, she told me she posted the first one.
Yeah,
I got to get over there.
She did the Yogi too.
Yeah, the Yogi. That one was fun because it was evolved. You know, It started out as like two bears, and I think one said, "We need to thin." They're like surrounded by trash, right? And one says something like, "We need to thin the herd," and then I'm thinking, man, I don't want to draw trash. If you think about it, drawing a lot of trash, that's a lot of drawing. That's a lot of work. You got bottles, cans, crushed paper, banana peels. You know, you got to,
banana peels.
So I'm thinking, how can I boil this down? You know, and we got to just the piles of shit, which draw piles of shit all afternoon. You know, so anyway, and then Yogi and Boo Boo. And then I thought the idea, and then I woke up the next morning and went, oh, bear shit in the woods. You got to put that in there somewhere. So, and the stink swirly, the stink lines. Yeah, I had the stink lines coming off, Magic. Yeah. Of course, you got any stink lines coming off. Yeah. So this is not a show tonight, ladies and gentlemen. You may be fooled into thinking you're listening to a show, but Dr. Cake cannot be with us tonight.
Nope.
She needs some good vibes sent her way. And I hope you all do that for her. And we miss you, Dr. K.
Dr. K. We love K.
All right, man. You got a plug, man?
Yes, I do.
All right, hold on. Give me a second here. Okay. Let's try that again. So you got a plug for us?
Yes, I do.
Take it away, Gumby.
All right. Tomorrow morning at 3 Eastern time, Eminence Front Radio. Its Eminence theme is No Place Special, which means there's really no theme. Taking all kinds of requests and all that stuff. Good stuff. Music all the time.
Like,
there you go.
Keep it
at
loose,
3
keep
o'clock
loose.
Tomorrow morning, Eastern Time. Streams live on www.wriu.org.
Riu.org. That's not really that easy to say. Riu.org. If you get used to it.
Yeah,
all right, man. Well, that was one hell of a plug, man. Yeah, it's beauty. I didn't look it up. Probably should have looked it up.
Didn't it?
But woke up this morning. I woke up. It's a blues. My new blues song. I woke up this morning thinking about what to blow up. And it crossed my mind, we ain't never blown up hell and ready at all. Have we blown up hell and ready?
I don't think we have.
If we have, it was back in the halcyon days of yesterday.
We've blown the shit out of Ann Murray, I know that. But hell
and ready. And that John Cougar Melonhead, you won't be hearing from him no more. No.
Oh, fuck him.
He didn't have no... He didn't have no records left after we got done. This Helen Reddy broad, I'm looking up. I'm thinking, man, which one do I blow up? So we could have a mini series here. Yeah. So of course you got to start with the famous. I mean, I guess this will be our homage to the Me Too movement. In honor of the 100 years since women had the vote.
I vote we put him back in the kitchen barefoot. That's what I vote. What do you think of that? What do you think of that?
I don't think that's going to work out so good.
That's a flight. Barefoot and in the kitchen, baby.
Well, that's going to be a popular stance, you know.
Don't make me put on my wife beaters.
All right. Well, we're going to blow her up anyway. Here she is.
Okay.
Ellen Reddy.
Did you come behind that rock or from under it?
I am woman, hear me roar. Oh! And mother's too big to ignore.
Ding.
And I know too much to go back and pretend.
You have balls!
Cause I've heard it all before.
Yeah.
And I've been down there on the floor.
Bitch.
No one's ever gonna keep me down again.
Fuck you!
Whoa, yeah.
Oh.
Cause I got a little girl that says she will be too. But I know darn well that she cheated before. And I know darn well that she cheated no more. Can't let her go, cause I love her so. And I'm shook, shake like a big Mickey. Well, I asked my buddy to help set me free. He said, if you don't want it, you can give her to me. Well, it's not that easy, if I really would, I'd give her away, boy. If I could, could you cook my goose? If I don't get loose, then I'm shook, shake like a big mix cake. Mama and my daddy gave me this advice. They said, son, be careful of the girls you meet. They may be so cute, seem so sweet, but they'll make you blue. And they cheat on you, you'll be shook, shake like a big mix cake.
Box mix cake. What the fuck is that? Shit. Shake like a. Jeez.
Hey.
We try. Well, there they are, ladies and gentlemen. The ones, the onlys, the Possum Lounges. And they're all naked tonight. Thank you for bringing your birthday suit.
Oh!
Yeah. It's a beautiful sight. Lots of flesh. Lots of. Lots of noonies and nanas. There's Apple Cheeks Alice. Welcome to the Possum Lounge. Good to have you with us. Always so good to have you with us. And in absentia, Dr. Cake. It's not officially a show tonight. Apologize. We're not having a show for you, but Dr. Cake sends her best. She is on Deep Space Nine. Sisko has a fungus problem, a foot fungus problem.
Yes.
She had to get out her hypo spray. Yeah. And Possum's love cake. Pardon me. And there's Beth Ann San, another returning champion. Thank you for coming, Beth Ann San. We miss you.
Hey, Beth.
Gee, this second time, a couple weeks, man. That's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
She's an internet celebrity. She's got show there on the Facebook. She sticks her face on there all the time. I mean, that's what it was meant for, right?
Exactly. Facebook.
I hardly ever put my face on there.
Nope.
Gumby, you never used to put your face on there. Now your face is everywhere.
Now it's time doing it. Yeah.
Yeah. That mug's everywhere, man.
Well, it's in demand.
For the longest time, the only picture of you is this weird purple picture in front of the computer screen. Looked like Groucho Marx, but it was like blurry. And the only picture of you for like 5 or 6 years.
And it took about 3 years to put that up, or 5 or 6 to put that up to begin with. Yeah.
we're all DMing each other. Ooh, Gummy put a picture up of himself. Let's go see. That's stupid. Good times. All righty.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for coming, Beth Ann San.
Best
and there he is. Got back just in time. We weren't even expecting him. This is a triple bonus. Ford Prefect, ladies and gentlemen.
Ford Prefect.
Right here. You can thank him for that wonderful rendition of the Muppet Show theme tonight. And for the brownie you're enjoying in the lounge.
Thank you for the brownie.
That shit's legal up in Canada up there.
Legal.
Legal in fucking Michigan now.
Yeah.
That's like a neighboring state, man. That's cool shit. They're close to PA, too. For some reason, Ohio went... Yeah. Ohio went stupid, man. They're like... They ran with this Uncle Bobo thing. And holy shit. Some of the crap they're doing in State House over here. Don't get me started! Thank you for coming forward. There she is. The one, the only, Maggie C.
Maggie C.
Girl of a thousand pleasures.
Ooh.
And all of them
purple. Ooh, polymorphous.
Yeah. Or lavender. Thanks for coming, darling. Secondhand smoke. Yeah, man. You could just hang out. I bet you could hang out at this. Like, they have like a marijuana bar where they're all puffing away on that shit. You could just hang out in there.
Smoke with
bar.
Red Green. I want smoke
Red Green. I want to be at that one party that had Tom Snyder and Howard Cosell passing doobies. That's the one I want to be at.
There you go.
Barbara Walters going, I don't know what a marijuana looks like. So, stuff. I saw the weirdest thing, man. Right before the show, those little films that they bug you with on Facebook, to like take your attention away from real life and stuff. Trimming the dog's toenails, shit like that. I think they're showing this deep dish pizza being made. All right, I got nothing. I'm not a big deep dish pizza guy, and pizza is not a meal, ladies and gentlemen. Remember that. But deep dish pizza, and instead of tomato sauce, it's fucking mustard is the sauce.
Good
and then
God.
They put mustard on top of it. Yeah. The fuck out of here.
There's cinnamon, right?
I'm watching this.
Put cinnamon in it.
No. But I'm watching this thing just going like, whoa. Oh, enough with the mustard. You know, first they put the mustard
fuck?
And then they put mustard on top of the son of a bitch. I said, no,
right.
No, 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 and no. Just stop even considering this kind of shit. Come on, people.
All right. That's the first sign of the fucking apocalypse right there. Mushroom pizza. That's it, man. That's the end.
I guess if you put a really good pastrami on there for the meat and a lot of it.
And then it's
not so much
yellow. A pizza.
Yeah. Might as well just make a sandwich.
That's something wholly opposite.
Yeah. Well, there he is, ladies and gentlemen. Some jerk. Probably some jerk from Cincinnati. It's always some jerk from Cincinnati. There he is, the Sinister Minister of Finance and Parking, Professor R.J. Gumby. Ladies and gentlemen, the Possum Lounge. It's like... Da-da-da-dee-dee-dee.
Oh, and your super host, Commodore Dad.
As the Beaver.
Two guys were on a train. And while they was on the train, there's a guy was sitting on there with three little old kids. These little kids were running all over the train, tanning it up. And the guy on the other side looked at him and says, hey, so is that your boys running all over this train? He said, yeah, come here, you little motherfucker. And he started pumping that boy and beating him all across the head and everything like that. And father finally looked at him and said, hey, you better stop beating that boy. Then you're going to have bad luck. So you're going to have hard luck, son. Really hard luck beating that boy. He said, hard luck. I'm going to have hard luck. He said, brother, he said, my sister is in the baggage car dead. And we don't know why we going to take her. You talking about I'm going to have hard luck. You see this little son bitch here? He done running shit all over the train. And you talking about I'm going to have bad luck. This little motherfucker done tore up the ticket. And I'm on the wrong train. My bond just burned out. Whatever thing in it, you tell me I'm going to have hard luck. The day before yesterday, coming to this train, that we were crawling across the desert, my wife and I, that we was hungry, didn't have nothing to eat. That we only had just a little bit of flour in a can. So we thought that we would stop and make some biscuits. Then we didn't have no water to put in the flour. So I told her, I said, baby, I said, you might as well pee on it and give us some nice dough. And she sat on the pee on it, and instead of peeing, she farted and blew the flour away.
That wasn't the cue I wanted to use, so yeah. We'll go with this.
That
man, Tamworlin, man.
Uh-huh.
The possible third stooge after Chimp passed away. Remember we broke that story here on Possum?
Oh yeah. But we couldn't have Mo slap him around.
Yeah, you could back in the '50s. I was watching. They got the black guy in the Dead End Kids or the East Side Kids or the whatever you want to call them.
Bowery
and,
Boys.
Yeah, Bowery Boys. There you go. I was looking for the quintessential. And they smack him around all the time. It's pretty funny. He's good. I mean, it's fun, you know, because they're all idiots. It's not. They're just not saying this guy's an idiot. He's in fact, he's less of an idiot than the other idiots most of the time.
Yeah.
So.
But people today won't see it that way.
No.
Uh-uh.
They'd be painted, but they never really treated him as anything but an equal man. Well, I can't say that. But,
uh-oh.
Man, I got some great news. I'm being sarcastic. Some air quotes. Great news today. And probably everybody, if you own a home, probably if you pay rent, it's going to affect you.
Yeah.
My home insurance almost doubled.
Yeah.
Because of all these fires and disasters and shit.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, it's climate change, man. Fucking you in the ass, bitch. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like M apples. So, yeah. Nice. Yeah, I was paying like, I think it went from like 3 to 6, something like that. It's not, you know, it's not going to break me, but.
Yeah.
Fuck that, man.
Uh-huh.
Meanwhile, they're sitting around talking about, let's build a wall. Yeah. Fucking morons. Come on.
Ain't nothing we can do about it.
We need somebody to. Mrs. Shaw, my kindergarten teacher. God bless her. She was still with us. I'd send her to Washington, and she would set those fuckers straight. You know? She actually liked me, and that's saying something. So she was something. She could handle a crowd, boy. She kept me in line. And she was wonderful. I loved her. Still, she was the best of the bunch. Yeah, she was great.
Mrs. What? What was her name?
Mrs. Shaw.
Mrs. Shaw.
Because then, like, first, second, and third grade, I had these old bags that hated my guts. One of them threw a book of dictionary at my head.
Oh.
You know, I was always in big trouble. Yeah, it was bad news. Bad news, boys and girls. But Mrs. Shaw, who was just as old as the other one, she thought I was a hoot. No counting for taste, huh? Right. Send her over there. She'd set those fuckers straight. Iron hand. Velvet glove, you know, that's the key to that shit.
I like that.
And my damn taxes went up too. $100.
Jesus Christ!
What is this shit, man? I mean, like you figure, oh, okay, I finally bought a house. I bought a house, it's paid for. I'm in the clear. Not so. We're going to keep dicking you, man. What the fuck, man? It's the same fucking house as it was last year. Now it's going to cost me, like, I don't know how much they raised the taxes, but probably about $500. $500.
You have to get a reverse mortgage at this rate.
Sell the house, Beth. Yeah, reverse mortgage, man. That would, we wouldn't that fuck over the kiddos, you know? All right, by the way, kiddo, you got a reverse mortgage. You're screwed. No inheritance for you, chief. This is all I got, man.
Fucked up.
Give to the boys. Whatever cash I can squirrel away in my declining years.
That's right.
And here's a tip. It's first of the year, you know, first week of the year. Do yourself a favor. If your tub is not draining right, just take the time, open up that drain, clean her out, get that thing running right, huh? Huh? First of the year.
Yeah.
This is something you need to do. Clean the deck.
You got a story behind that? Did you have to do that?
Well, I did mine. Mine was backing up. I cleaned it out. Smooth sailing. It's a joy to take a shower again. Nothing. I mean, there's nothing creepier than standing in your own filth. Blech. Let's take a bath. Yes, Beth Ann Sand, I am 39 years old. That's correct.
39.
No, I'm 58.
Look at that. He forgets. He's working it out.
58. I know. You know, it's like after 50, you don't give a fuck, you know? You're like, 50 something. Christ. And then that 60 looking around the corner, that's really mind blowing. 50 kind of fucked me up. 60. Yeah. I'm gonna go. The fuck.
I got 13 months.
How the fuck can I be fucking 60? It's not bad.
I'm still blown away.
It's
I
not
made it to 40.
I never, man,
I'm
40 just seemed time. Like. And it was the year 2000. And it seemed like, man, that's the far flung future over there.
Got that right.
20 years ago.
Oh, now, boy. Now, you say that? What's see fun? How quick time flies, man? It's actually 19 years ago in the change of the century, 2000. Jesus Christ.
19 years ago. Beth and
Jesus
Sam. It's going to be 50 next year.
Oh, there you go.
Remember laughing at that lady, Beth Ann, on Saturday Night Live? I'm 50 and I high kick. That's going to be you in a year. How fucked up is that, man?
Who was she doing? Was she doing
Andy? She was doing, that was, no, well, a little bit. But I think it was, I think she said that was an like one of her relatives or aunt or somebody.
Oh, okay. Because I think your Ann Miller, because she had, she was a dancer, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
Ford is 211. Well, he's holding up well.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Not too shabby. Oh, man.
Yeah.
I was watching CNN crap because I could pretty much watch all the cable news shows on YouTube. Oh, what a joy on that Roku thing.
Yeah.
And I'm watching this CNN. Oh, they had this beautiful chick with this beautiful fucking Mary Tyler Moore mouth on her. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
over here.
Yeah.
Like that. And God damn it, she's
Boner.
A conservative pundit. Conservative pundit.
Oh,
why
oh,
you?
Jesus.
But, you know, it kind of makes the conservative view palatable. You know, it's like, well, yeah, she's out of her mind, but, you know. Anyway.
That's what the mute button's for, Commodore. You drop your jeans and you put it on mute.
Hey, anybody up for a dance?
I know I am.
All right, let's do it.
Now, I have no objection to the twist as such, but it does represent some kind of change in our standards. What has happened to our concepts of beauty and decency and morality?
If you don't do it, you're just considered out. I don't know of anyone that doesn't do it at the moment.
Twist, 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 Oliver Twist, 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 Oliver Twist, 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 Oliver Twist.
Oliver Twist met the Duke of Oil. The Duke was a millionaire. He had a diamond and a ruby and a Cadillac and a palace or two to spare. Oh, well, Oliver Twist told the Duke of Oil, a Duke, don't you be a square. Cause if you can't twist like the whole gang does, the Duke might as well be fair.
Hey, nanny, 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 yeah, 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 yeah. Oliver Twist beat the Duke of Oil.
Oliver Twist said, I do come foil. I don't know what I lack. I can do the bop and the pony and the slop, but the twist, oh my, it came back. Oh, well, Oliver Twist told, I do come foil. Don't you worry, you're great. When I get through a teaching you, you'll be twisting all over the place. Hey, nanny, 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 yeah, yeah, yeah. Oliver Twist beats the Duke of Oil. Spread your shoulders, hunch your back. Make a whistle matching in your royal sacroiliac. And now get ready, now get set. Pretend that you're putting out a cigarette. Oliver Twist says, the Duke of Foil, I'll share my fortune with you. You can have my rubies, you can have my gold, you can even have the Duchess too. Cause the whole darn dukedom is a twisting now to a beat they can't resist. And all because of a peasant boy they call Sir Oliver Twist. Hey, nanny, 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 ya, ya, ya. Oliver Twist beat the Duke of Oil. Hey, nanny, 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 ya, ya, ya. Oliver Twist beat the Duke of Oil.
That was a quickie.
All right.
Oliver Twist.
Duke of Oil.
I'm going to calm down for a few seconds and catch your breath after that wonderful dance. You're the golden pig. Yeah, I watch that. There's guys on that Morning Joe that I like to listen to, the other guys, but the Morning Joe guy?
Yeah.
Got this big hairdo and it got this full Pittsburgh accent. It's like the worst of the worst Pittsburgh accents. And he can't just say something. He has to ramble on for 5 minutes. You know, I don't know if he has like a light that he presses the button, so because the guys just sit there and wait for him to blather on, and then they show his old lady in the other panel, and she's making faces and looking concerned and shaking her head.
Okay.
And then finally the guy finishes his question. Then the interesting guys that know what the fuck they're talking about start talking. But when he's not on, it's a really good show. I recommend it. As long as it's Morning Joe without the Joe. Hold the Joe. And the Mika. And him and his old lady on vacation. You got a good show. It's a winner, believe me. Yeah, watching that shit. That'll drive you.
I have no idea.
How long do you think I'll go before I draw a Bobo? What's that?
Yeah. Wasn't he in the news not so long ago about something, speaking out against something or whatever?
Who,
the
Joe?
Joe guy. It's the one up there.
Well,
yeah.
He used to have Bobo on there every morning. And then they had a falling out. Now, oh.
That's it. That's when
he goes nuts
news.
Over
That's
the guy every. He just obsesses on Bobo every morning. Oh, my Lord. Mein Gott in Himmel.
Morning, Joe.
Okay. We might have an opposing viewpoint here on Face the Nation. Alrighty, where are we here?
That's what you watch today. Is it just like that? Morning, Joe.
Morning, Joe.
And what else did you say? CBN?
Hello, area code 614. You're on Possum Hour.
Do I have to answer questions and stuff?
Hey.
Gigantor, the space age robot, ladies and gentlemen.
Gigantor.
Hi, howdy.
Howdy, sir.
Hi.
Howdy. This isn't a quiz show.
I say howdy all the time. I say howdy.
Me?
A lot.
Well, hi.
I say it's Western shows you watch.
Yeah, probably.
I have an overactive hyoid gland.
Yeah.
It works like I tell people hi all the time. Hi, hi, hi.
Yeah.
It's an overactive hyoid gland.
Hyoid. Yeah.
Yeah. Just, you know, I have to have an operation there. You know. How are you guys tonight?
Oh, well, just aces.
Aces?
Titties and beers.
Uh-huh. Titties and beers, baby.
Wow.
Oh, you just
in
time
me.
For the fabulous portion of the show, which has made us world famous. I think we're still big in Norway, by the way.
Really?
Check. Yeah.
Oh,
big,
sure.
The Norwegians, they love us.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, I love you guys, man. It's a great show.
Go on.
Isn't that nice of you?
Let's spin the wheel.
You could be a winner. Awesome.
All right. Yay. I think we're going to do it tonight. Tonight.
Close.
Missed it by that much. If it Man. One like one click away, you know, what's
Damn.
The odds? It's like
oh man, That's rough.
Spin the big wheel and come up empty, man. So, in lieu of certain death, it's 3 minutes. You'll never get back. It's either death or death by Bundy tonight. That's right. Fjord Prefect. That's fourth Norwegian cousin is Fjord Prefect.
Oh, that's rough. That's rough.
Oh, thank you so much,
you're
sir.
Wow. That was pretty clever.
Fjord. Well, he's a clever gent. That's Mr. Prefect. Well, tonight's 3 minutes is truly a treasure. We've played him before. He's been on the Possum Hour before. Fjord. From now on, he's Fjord Prefect. Theodore Decker. Joy Gantor. Okay. 3 minutes, you'll never get back. Wesley Willis.
On April 23rd, 1995, at 1:30 p.m., I went on a spooky hell ride on 3 buses. It was no fun at all. I didn't hear any rock music. All I heard was profanity riding me on my bus tour by me schizophrenia voice. At 2 o'clock p.m., I spooked the male bus driver on the city's subversive bus. I told him to suck my dick. He was so pissed at me. He told me to get my ass off the bus. Help us! Help us! Help us! Help us!
Our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Yeah.
man with the news of the present, the man to whom the news wouldn't be the news without the news, here's Dickie. May the good fairy sprinkle stardust on your bippy.
Which that was right on the money.
Yes.
Okay.
Good night.
You like the that dirty, Willis. Yikes.
I just did a documentary on him. Wild guy.
I can't believe that was only 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, it was actually 2 minutes and 59 seconds.
That's what I thought, man. I thought it was a little short there.
Yeah. I figured your robot timing belt would register that as like a shy.
That's stupid, isn't it?
Now, here's something. I found this, and this happened in my family. So if it can happen in my family, I'm sure it can happen in yours. People are losing it over peanut butter and mayo sandwiches existing.
Wow.
Okay? Peanut butter mayonnaise. What? Peanut butter and mayonnaise. Together.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Together on a sandwich.
Oh. Ketchup
in between bread.
Pizza?
I wouldn't even eat that.
What's going on?
Is that just like puke-inducing thought?
As you well know, Commodore, I eat anything.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even eat that.
You would? I'll bet you would eat a mayonnaise sandwich. I'll bet you'd eat a peanut butter sandwich.
Yes.
But I know damn well you wouldn't eat a peanut butter and mayonnaise sandwich.
Well, that's like Laverne, you know, Coke and milk or something.
Coke and Pepsi.
Remember that?
Or no, milk and Pepsi.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Well, here's the ugly truth. My mom and her parents, that was like a thing with them. Like their little family unit there. And they would like flip over. And of course, my grandmother had to butter the bread first. You could not eat a piece of bread without butter on it first. Okay?
Oh.
Dude, what are you doing? Eating bread without any butter on it? So she'd butter the bread and then spread the mayonnaise and the peanut butter. And, boy.
Oh.
Come on, kid. You'll love it. We won't. We said, we won't.
I'm feeling more normal every minute.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, that's a deep, dark secret in my family.
I eat
anything.
It all started with Skyline Chili.
Putting cinnamon. Have you had that Gigantor, the Skyline Chili with the cinnamon and the chili?
I have not.
Yeah, that's out. You'll see that out here in Columbus. Yeah.
Oh, I've heard of
that. That's great.
You know, I'm aware of it.
Fuck that shit. I want my chili hot. I want my chili hot.
Oh, yeah.
Cinnamon?
Yeah.
You guys are kind of freaking me out, man. Horrible.
Yeah, that's no good. That's Cincinnati.
Oh,
I don't know where that is,
man.
Peanut butter and mayonnaise.
Mustard pizza. What is wrong?
And mustard pizza. And mustard pizza. Did you hear that one before? We were talking about mustard pizza.
My stomach, man.
I know. Instead of sauce, you get the mustard.
Stomach.
Well, I'm on a diet. I'm trying to gross myself out.
Well, it's working, man. Mustard pizza.
Yeah.
Wow.
Cool. Well, I'll lose some weight.
I'm fighting.
Maggie C. has identified Glenn Fittich as her expression of tonight. Fine dram indeed. A bit on the peaty side, if I don't remember correctly there. They just had the numbers, the best-selling scotch of 2018 there was Monkey Shoulder. For the first time, passed up Johnny Walker as the highest selling scotch. But what blew my mind was Lafroig's number 3, and that shit's really heavy duty shit, man. You know, like the wet sock smelling kind of stuff.
Oh,
you know, for pretty, you know, you almost have to wear a kilt to drink, get this stuff down. That's how fucking scotch it is. Weird.
Did you ever hear about
Yeah, butterscotch was number four. Beth Ann Sand, butterscotch, number four. Yep.
Butterscotch scotch.
Monkey
no, just butterscotch. Monkey shoulder. That's a blend. It's not bad. I bought a bottle for number two son. He's enjoyed the dram. Okay. I get this out of the way. This is weird shit, man. I saw this right before the show, and it looks like a legitimate news source, so that makes it even worse. There's a woman in a vegetative state for the last 14 years, right, in this care center. Well, she just had a baby.
Oh boy. Wow, I thought that was
there.
Crazy.
Yeah,
something
that ain't good.
Something is going
man.
On there.
Don't they check these guys' background check on these employees at these places?
I was thinking it was the second coming of Christ.
I think they should check into that.
Yeah, maybe.
I think maybe they should do a DNA test on the kid.
I just bring them all
that's
the
fucked
Maury
up.
Povich.
I mean, that's really fucked up, though. I mean, it's not funny because, you know, you're trusting people with somebody you care about. And,
It's a little kinky.
Uncool.
That's a lot shaky.
Well, I mean, it's akin to necrophilia, really.
Well, right next to it, at best.
Yeah.
You guys are creeping me out.
I'm
going to
check to see if there's any jobs opening up around these places. The company's got to get
I knew. I was like, I was hesitant to use that story, and I said, no, Gumby will come up with a funny on that. Gumby,
I'm sure they
probably
fired him, dude. There's probably an
opening. Faith
in
you,
there.
Sir. Thank you.
There's probably an opening
yum,
there.
Yum.
With some duty.
I'll push your probe around late at night.
I'm sure he's probably on paid leave.
There you go.
you know. That
Lordy.
Man, you guys are, wow, this is a rough process.
All right, it's a rough, it's, hey, this is not their kids, man. All right.
Sometimes
now,
you got to get in there now.
1923. Did you know that the copyright laws have been frozen in time since, I think, the 1990s? There was the Sonny Bono copyright bill passed. When was that? And anyway, it froze. Yeah, it works. Everything up till like 1922 was frozen in, I don't know when, 20 years ago, let's say. About 20 years ago. So nothing has gone into the public domain in 20 years. Now, that bill has lapsed, so 1923 goes into public domain this year. And amongst those things is Mickey Mouse's early movies. It's like that.
Okay.
The Mills Ten Commandments. Lloyd movies. Chaplin. A lot of music. Yes, we have no bananas. Now we can play that all night long.
We will.
No charge.
Gumby says, and we will. We absolutely will. I mean, once they open it up, what else are you going to do?
Yeah, I know.
You're
going to
play that
song
again all night long.
It's a lot of books. A couple of Agatha Christie's. Hey, we could do a play. We could do The Murder of Roger Ackroyd. Right here on Possum Hour wouldn't cost us a fucking cent.
Or 10
what I don't understand, it says artworks. It says artworks are going into public domain. How does that work? Yeah.
I don't know. It doesn't make any sense. Oh, you
Escher,
Brad?
Picasso. Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Weird.
You could have, like, the Mona Lisa holding up a can of Spam.
Yeah, okay. Dig. Right. Weird, man.
There you go.
So anyway,
we cracked it.
You know, now that Sonny Bono's gone, there's nobody to protect the copyrights for these people, and so that's Katie Barthorpe.
And we all laughed when he flew into that tree. But you see, we heard the whole lie.
I know. We thought it was
not
all
so
funny games
now,
until
huh?
the copyright ran off. Yeah, I know.
You know what? It's probably going to, like, George Foreman's probably going to go crazy now. No, George.
Like George, he invented that grill.
he invented the bolo punch, I think.
Punch in the fucking mouth.
Punch in the chops.
Punch in the head.
Punch in the head, man. He did come up with that. I'll punch you real hard.
Think about it. Think about it hard.
We'll punch you in the stomach.
Punch you in the stomach.
Did you ever hear that Arnold Schwarzenegger gate? It's so funny. I will punch you in the stomach. So dumb.
Man, I was looking for Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves. I had it there. I want to do a little Sonny Bono, you know, a little tribute to Sonny.
Wow, man, you're really turning my stomach tonight. Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves.
Sonny was rock and roll, baby.
I know, he was just... I liked his clothing, man. He was like... He dressed up really, really hip.
Yeah. He was coolest. Sonny Bono.
He was pretty hip, man.
Yep.
He just had an afro. Remember the 70s?
No, I like Page Boy. Like the little Page Boy. Sure. Guy. I think he owned that.
But, back in the 70s, man. When white guys wore afros, it was a better time. Big old white guy afros.
Okay.
There it is. Wow, you weren't kidding.
Bernie on room 222.
Bernie
from room 222.
Now look,
greatest white throw of all time.
That was a big throw, man.
It
was. I was telling somebody about that the other day. I was trying to explain that to somebody the other day, and they was completely lost. I'm like, oh no, he's white. Big old throw, man. You know, that was okay. Everyone was cool with that.
I was a ginger fro.
Here we go.
Yeah, he was a red fro, too. That's just wow.
Yeah. Speaking of red fros, we got red foxes. Not red fox, but they're saying, like, there's a new species of wolves that has evolved over the last couple hundred years.
Oh, okay.
Uh-oh.
Pretty cool. It's like a combination of wolves, coyotes, and dogs. And it roams the eastern United States in packs. And
that's what Christians say, that the dogs are man-made. So they don't believe in evolution.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, because they only eat Democrats. So that proves. It proves everything.
There's the proof right there, man.
Yeah. You don't need to look any farther than that shit, man.
They definitely evolved, man. naturally, right?
Oh well, yeah.
Well,
they did what came naturally, and then you got wolf dog coyotes.
Like man bear pig.
Man bear pig, yeah. There you go. All right. Enough of that.
Don't stop me. Don't stop. Thank you.
back to our show.
Forget what it was.
Birthday, everybody.
Happy birthday.
It was Art Paul's fucking birthday today, man.
Hey, that's
happy
that's
birthday,
right.
Everybody. Art
happy
Paul Schlosser,
Art
friend
Paul.
Of Possum Hour. Man, yeah. I'm drinking one of the best beers on earth. On earth!
So am I.
What do you got, Boop?
Bush.
He likes the boosh.
Not a matter
was that
of,
not
know,
cool when Johnny Ridgeway showed up with the boosh?
Oh, yeah, that was just too much, man, yeah. I mean,
you guys were high-fiving it up over there, man.
Oh, well, I mean, it just, you know, who'd have thought it? Who'd have thunk it, you know?
Did you ever have one of these Modelos? Modelo Negra?
Larry
Mondello. No, Modelo. They're, man, are they good. I haven't had one in years. I saw them today in the supermarket. I said, hey, you've been drinking natties for a fucking year, man. Have a fucking real beer. Beauty.
That's funny.
God, is this good. This is good.
Modelo or Larry Dello or...
Larry Modelo Negra. No offense.
Whoa. Joe Negri probably likes that.
Joe Negri. No offense. Right,
remember
beauty.
When you ran into Joe Negri, Decker? Remember that?
Was that with you? Was that downtown?
Yeah.
We seen Joe? He had his he had his grip and everything with him.
Wandering around downtown.
We went like,
all of a sudden,
hey,
Joe!
And he looked up and smiled like it was somebody he knew, and then he saw it was a couple of bums, and he, like, looked all scared and turned away.
Well, he wasn't scared. It was just a weird thing to happen, man. It was early in the morning,
yeah.
Too, like 6:30 in the morning. Poor guy.
Oh, it was one
of
them nights.
Of
it wasn't that night down Ridgeway, was it? Oh, jeez.
I don't know why we was down there wandering around.
It was probably the night after.
Well, I was wondering, you know, one of them nights. It wasn't
this guy.
This guy isn't related to the Green River Killer, is he?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. Just check.
He's a fine musician. He used to be on Mr. Rogers.
Yeah.
Right? Doctor, am I right?
Joe Negri. Yeah. He was my little sister's guitar teacher in high school. He was my little sister's guitar teacher.
That he was.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. We need the world of sports news fucking music, because this is like, this is going to make everybody stand up and cheer.
Doctor, world of sports. Ready?
Yeah.
I rolled a 153 tonight on Skittle Bowl.
Oh, get off!
Wow.
Man, that's hardcore, dude. That's hardcore.
Just saying.
Hardcore.
Not bragging, just saying.
I had like a 150 a week or so ago, but man, that was my highest game ever, yeah.
The 153 was like crazy high for me, you know.
Oh, fuck yeah. And your Skittle Bowl's harder than mine.
A 120 is unbelievable. I just got on a roll, man, and it happened. I think that's worthy of the sport.
I'm starting to slow down my pitch a little bit on my strikes, and I'm picking up more strikes and more pin action. I think that's the key to that fucking game, man. Don't overthrow it. You just got to lay it out there.
It's a tough game, man. It's a
I picked up some major fucking spares, too, lately. Just using the finesse, you know.
You know, that's what I do well, you know.
I know that. Well, that's where I learned it, watching you.
I make more spares than I do strikes, but...
they're laughing at us. We're talking about Skittle Bowl.
Well, it's fun. Right.
They don't want Skittle Bowl. They want high school football players. High school football players suspended for running naked with Oreos wedged in buttocks.
Well, I could
you heard me.
Oreos
in your buttock. Ten football players at Northern Illinois High School.
That's just a Tuesday for Gigantor.
I mean, I could bowl like that, too.
They were suspended. Sure. When they ran across the field with Oreos wedged in their buttocks. All right. Nicely done, guys. Who's the original guy that went, you know, it would be fun.
Oreos.
You know, it would be a big hoot.
You know,
I got a great idea.
It would be great if they didn't have Oreos in front of them when they came up with the idea.
Maggie asked if they were double stuffed.
Oh, boy.
Now, if they had sandwiches up their wedges or their asses,
now you're talking ice cream sandwiches in your butt. Now I'll run across
a new level already. All right, you've answered my question. You're answering my question, because my question was, how does one talk other people into doing this? You know?
That's the thing. Whoever that guy is a natural-born leader, you know.
Ten of them?
He could probably grow up and be president, I would think.
You've answered my question, because you're right on top of it. You know, how about we go for ice cream sandwiches?
There you go.
You know, you're topping them already.
Get it done right.
Or a moon pie, if you
moon
you know,
pie. Moon pie is more appropriate.
Nutty Buddy?
Not even Nutty Buddy.
That's getting tasty.
That might hurt. It depends on which end you put in there, man.
Well, that's what I'm trying to say.
Dangerous,
know?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Starting to get a little warm, you know? Like that guy, I don't know, the caretaker.
This could turn into a fad, like those pants that they were hanging down. Yeah. Now people might be walking the streets naked with Oreos.
With Nutty Buddy hanging out their butt.
Uh-huh. Might be a fucking fad.
I think it might be, man. What kind of cookie you got, man? Oh, I'm going for a vanilla wafer, man. You know, I got the vanilla wafer look.
Where is it? It's in my butt.
It could be a fad. I mean, you probably get arrested, but, you know.
Well, stranger things have happened. I mean, and some of them included polkas.
Let me ask you this question. This is just
that was
crazy
my segue.
Question,
go ahead.
Did them guys get arrested?
They got suspended. They got suspended for three games.
Suspended,
that's worse than death to a jock, man.
I mean, wouldn't you have to be naked to pull that up?
Yeah, they were naked.
They were.
Well, that's against the law. I mean, why didn't they get arrested? If I go around like cookies hanging out of my ass.
They had little wieners nobody could really see.
Okay, so, all right. Not that I was going to try it or nothing. I'm just saying.
Right. Let's pull.
They would arrest me.
Live from SCTV Studios in Melville.
Hello, I'm Yash Mengi.
And I'm Sam Schmengi.
And we are the Happy Wanderers.
Funny way, they go collecting shrunken heads and butterflies in May. And though I know I'm normal, there's nothing wrong with me. I'd like to tell you something very confidentially. I love to play the glockenspiel, the ding ding ding, the glockenspiel. I love to play the glockenspiel, the ding ding ding, all day. I love to play the glockenspiel, the ding ding ding, the glockenspiel. I love to play the glockenspiel, the ding ding ding, all day. Everywhere for everyone I know. I play it at the movies, I play it at the club, and best of all, I like it when I play it in the tub. I love to play the glockenspiel, ding ding ding, the glockenspiel. I love to play the glockenspiel, ding ding ding, all day. I love to play the glockenspiel, ding ding ding, the glockenspiel. I love to play the glockenspiel, ding ding ding, all day. I love to play the glockenspiel, a ding ding ding, the glockenspiel. I love to play the glockenspiel, a ding ding ding, all day. I love to play the glockenspiel, a ding ding ding, all day.
That was a book rule double because of the ding ding ding. Yeah.
That's what brought it all together.
Ding, ding, ding. Speaking of which,
uh-huh.
That's my ding, ding, ding.
You know, of all the songs you played today, that's the only song I could hear on this phone. Everything
can
else
you hear
was
me?
Phone friendly. I can hear you.
Can you hear me? Okay.
Yeah.
Because my phone made this funny sound, and it made that same sound earlier and when I was talking to Bogey, and like, and there was no phone call no more. Cut the phone call off.
Uh-oh.
I can hear everything just fine, man.
This weird buzzing sound in the background.
I have to say one thing, man.
Say one thing,
okay?
Sir.
Fjord. Prefect.
Fjord Prefect.
Fjord. I'm so
sure,
laughing
is that the best gag of the night? Fjord Prefect.
Wow. I don't know. I found it rather humorous.
It was quite witty now, wasn't it?
I'm saying it got me laughing a little bit.
Aww.
There you go.
We got a request to stay on for another half hour, man. But
say this.
Got to leave them wanting more. Leave them wanting more, baby.
We've been arresting that there.
Well, I hope you get that job at the caretaking place there, Gumby.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, I hope that works out.
You know.
Maybe we can play. Play a half hour of Wesley Willis.
No, he's not in public domain yet, so we can't play him at all.
Okay. Yeah. I Whooped Batman's Ass is still number one.
You have to wait for Cher to die for that one.
I might still have I Whooped Batman's Ass on the soundboard.
Because that definitely is all time favorite there, man. And then he redid it with Spider-Man and Superman.
Please still be on there. No. I got rid of Batman's ass.
He ends every song with a commercial. That's what I like.
He's a national treasure.
Yeah, I saw a documentary on that. He's just schizophrenic. He was fucking nuts.
I'm saying
if you come up behind Batman,
you know? Yeah. If you come up behind him with, like, I don't know, a club.
I got this one.
You better be taking him out.
There's a little white duck sitting in the water. A little white duck doing what he ought to. He took a bite of a lily pad, flapped his wings, and he said, I'm glad.
You're not serious.
I'm dead serious.
Ooh, that kind of alarmed me there, man. It's like, wow. Like you're not allowed to play that or something.
I love that. You're not serious. I'm dead serious. You know what that is, dude. That's Marshall Dillon, man. Going down the fucking
Are you serious? Gee, it kind of
dead serious.
Me, you know what I mean? He's like, wow.
I got to get him. I got to find him because keep an eye out because, you know, see when he says it. He'll go, you better listen and listen hard.
Oh, I've heard
get that one. Yeah, I love that one, man. You better listen and listen hard.
Isn't this wagon train very religious?
Oh,
you're right.
I hit Gigantor to that. Yeah.
Decker told me that. I was like, I wasn't seeing it until he said that. And man, my God, it's just outrageous, man. My favorite is the one where, it's just ridiculous. There's a baby there or something, and they need milk for the baby. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, they're praying for this, and a goat just walks up out of nowhere. And I'm like, wow.
Instead of
praying for milk,
this
old man's praying, man. He's all, take you, take the milk. And all of a sudden, the goat walks up.
Hey, you're a
like,
goat.
Wow.
You've got udders.
This is getting kind of stupid, yeah. I'm not joking. That's when I realized Decker was dead right, man. It's a little over the top with me. You know?
Pretty churchy.
But the one I didn't notice until the one episode with Mickey Rooney. And then she ended up having the baby early. And said, God's side.
I just God's seen that on there. There's a lot of God going on there. There is.
Yeah. I think that was all five. What's his name? The star there. What's his name? Ford?
Fjord Bond.
Yeah.
Fjord Bond.
Fjord Bond.
Fjord Bond.
Modelo.
Fjord Bond.
Oh, man. Bond. Fjord Bond.
Bond.
So anyways, Glenn Finch. Ah, look at that. What a gal. What a
Bond.
Gal. What a gal, man.
George
see.
Bond.
Glenn Fittich. Thanks for coming, everybody. Apple Cheeks, Alice, Beth Ann, San, Fjord Prefect, and Maggie C. And
Ben and Love the Kids.
Modelo. And wherever you are, Dr. Cake, physician, heal thyself!
Yes.
And I mean that, babe. Well, once again, it's been a wonderful life, and thank you for coming, and drive safely.
And get to your room.
Hang by your thumbs. And, right if you get work.
And don't run around with cookies up your ass.
Yep.
No.
No.
Energize! Lunchbox. I know once they broke up, that was kind of a badge of shame. I remember I had my Batman lunchbox, and like once they took them off TV, I got you know, harassed and shit. Hey, get Batman! How cool is that?
The monkeys broke up.
Yeah. It's canceled. Got canceled, man. Prefab 4.
Yep.
Davy Jones Locker. Yeah.
One of my favorite things is Davy Jones on the Brady Bunch, man. Anyone ever check that out?
Classic. Oh, yeah.
Classic.
That is classic, man. It's just, I don't know.
Oh, even better was in the did you see Brady Bunch movie?
Did not.
Oh, my God.
I did.
He sings that. He's on. Davy Jones is in it, and he comes on and he sings that dopey song, but it's like fucking cool. It's like rocker. It's badass. I know we played it on Possum years ago.
In the movie when they're growing up, you mean?
Yeah. Well, you know, in the Brady Bunch movie,
the
parody.
Which you know, I've just seen parts of that, man. Yeah, I just seen parts of that, but I didn't see no.
That's one of the best movies from a TV show they ever made. That was funny as shit because they had the right angle. They made it like a weirdo, like they were weirdos in a regular world, you know, sitcom people in a regular world.
They kind of were.
They were dressed like in the '70s, but it was modern day, right? It was present day.
Yeah. And they had AstroTurf grass and shit in the backyard and everything.
Yeah.
It was all, you know, the whole...
They kind of nailed it. They did nail it. I just watched some of that a couple weeks ago. It was disturbing.
The only one who wasn't a square was Alice. She was, like, into bondage and shit. With Sam the Butcher. Yeah.
Hey, you know, wow.
That was the twist. She's the one character... But man, they cast that so perfectly. That was just a well done flick, I thought.
Well, if you're gonna be into bondage, it is good to have a deli guy as your boyfriend, you know.
he knew how to deliver the meat. Put it that way.
Wow! Wow!
Dan's got it.
Wow! Wow!
Dan's meat.
He does deliver.
You thought
the
it
meat,
was just man. A coincidence, huh?
He delivers.
Yep.
He always deliver
Sam
right
delivers,
your house.
Baby.
Yeah.
He'd always
Schultz,
be bringing
Schultz,
over meat.
Schultz loves Sam's meat.
Schultz loves
rough.
Meat.
That's rough.
I'll bet you Gigantor doesn't even know Schultz. Alice, the maid, was famous before she was Alice. She was
Schultz. I seen her on something the other day, man.
The Bob Cummings Show. The Bob Cummings Show.
I just seen her on something the other day, man.
Yeah,
was like
she was on Wagon
kind of
Train.
She was on Wagon Train? Yes.
She was on one of those westerns. I'm pretty sure it was Wagon Train. Yeah.
Yeah, and
wow.
I seen her twice, like, in a couple of days. I'm like, you know, and she's real young.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you want to go, boy, she's hot, but she wasn't. She was still Alice.
Nah. Yeah.
Young. Just like not,
have
you know,
yeah.
Destined to be a maid. There was nothing I could do.
She had it going on. I'd do her.
Just don't play football in the house. That's all I say.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
And if you do, don't hit me in the nose with it.
There you go.
Wow.
Yeah, where they broke Mom's vase or her sculpture,
well,
whatever the fuck it was.
Me and Decker's been talking about Charlie's Angels, you know, where I say, all these guys are like Tom Jones lookalikes, you know. I'm telling you, they all look like Tom Jones, like the little bit of a.
Well, the one guy looked like Greg Brady.
That's what Decker goes. He looks like a grown up Greg Brady. So, that's funny stuff, as it is.
You do know that, which one of your, the Chips. The Chips.
Yeah,
are
I
back.
Just watched Chips the other day. Yeah, I know. I
okay,
was watching
so you know the, you
day,
know the
man.
Chip. You're aware of the return of the Chips. Okay, good.
I am, yeah, on, what, 34 something?
53-2 or something.
53-2,
like that.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah.
Man, that's about a dumbass show, boy. I'll tell you.
He's a big Chips fan.
Well, I mean, because it's so funny. My God, man. You ever watch that? Oh,
yeah, I try not.
It's freaking over the top stupid, man, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'll stick with Laramie.
Well, we did a whole show on the Puerto Rican guy, his teeth.
Oh, the teeth, right.
Eric Estrada. I believe that we did a special. That was a series of programs.
Yeah.
First, we did first week was the incisors, and then we moved on to the molars, and next thing you knew.
It was radioactive. Yeah. Wasn't it radioactive of some sort?
It should be. If you see him dancing, man, on the one show. I laughed so hard. I'm not joking. I had tears coming out of my eyes. My God, it was funny. Probably the funniest thing I ever seen in my life, man. My God.
Good time.
He is so corny.
The funniest thing I've ever seen in my life was the last 5 minutes of Firestarter with Two-Handed Mikey. That was so fucking funny. Because it's a horror movie. Did I ever tell you that one, Gigantor? He goes, oh, I got the funniest thing in the world. And he's got it queued up on his DVR. And it's the last, like, 5-10 minutes of this fucking crazy Stephen King movie. And the little girl's lighting everybody on fire, and they're flying through the air, and he's laughing his ass off. And then,
oh, he thinks he's... Are you serious?
And you can't help but fucking scream every time somebody gets blown up, you know, because he's howling
at this
thing.
Oh,
wow,
man, that's
fucking... Well, because when you look, the special effects are kind of cheesy. You know.
Well, okay, I can maybe see that, but you know, yeah.
So
he just
shovel
to the head. That's the funniest thing.
Or a Wilhelm scream, you know, Wilhelm scream. You gotta love that one.
Hey, Wilhelm was great. The what was it?
I Am Woman.
Ow!
Yeah.
Stop.
McDonald French fries.
Right.
Yeah. Right on.
Oh, you're killing me now, man.
We should probably. You got to work in the morning, don't you, there, Gumby?
Yeah, that I do, sir. That I do.
All right. Well, let's track down Tommy, kick him in the groin, and sail off into the sunset.
Work's a big problem, man. It's getting into my drinking time.
I know, doesn't it?
It does. You know?
Yeah. Not so much for me these days, which, you know, it seems like a great thing, but, you know, once you're in that movie, you could probably use a little discipline.
Here's what I like, man. I told you guys this before, and, I've perfected this, and I go to work, and they go, man, you smell like a brewery. I'm like, thanks, man. Thank God someone finally noticed, man. I worked so hard on this, you know. I turned it around on him. I'm like, man, thanks.
Right.
You know how hard that is. It's expensive, too. Yeah, it's expensive and it's hard, man. You know,
spent
no one
good money
noticed
on that was.
Yeah, thanks, man.
It's your cologne.
You smell like a brewery. Oh, thank God someone finally noticed.
Oh, the Gigantor.
Yeah, I work hard at that, man. And no one ever says anything.
I'm closing it on 20 years.
Wow.
20 years? Get out.
Yeah,
20?
This April, 20 years. Yeah.
Jesus. I've known you over 10. I've known you over 10 years.
For that or something? That's good, though, man. You know what? If I had any brains at all, I wouldn't drink either. But I don't, so I do.
There you have it.
Well, yeah.
Pretty much sums up the nation, really.
I thought I'd just put it pretty plain there.
Yeah, plain. It's like that was like Harry S. Truman. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Harking back.
You know, right in there.
Harking back there.
He's been on walk around with cookies up my ass yet.
This is true.
Yeah.
Never a good idea.
Well, you guys turned me on to that. Probably going to be doing that tomorrow now. Hey,
well, one thing leads to another.
Here, man. Well, you know.
One thing leads to another.
Well, I really don't think I'm going to be doing that anytime soon.
Well, say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
Bye. Bye.
Goodnight, everybody.
Great show. You guys are funny.
Nah.
Thanks for calling in. Everyone loves it when Gigantor's on.
Oh, This is the Dumont Television Network.
As a medical center.
Oh, man. Wow. Flash
Chad Everett.
Heating is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait!